If you knew me in real life, you would know that banana bread or pumpkin bread are like my two favorite dessert breads in the entire world. And they're not the best for you, right? Well, I found this lovely website, and I've gotten a lot of recipes off of here. It's called Cookie and Kate, or Cookie Plus Kate, but it's cookieandkate.com. Now, they have a recipe that I use frequently for healthy banana bread. Now, it's not, you know, health food, but it is really, really good banana bread. It's one of my favorites. I absolutely adore it. So, yeah, so that's what I'm going to teach you how to make today. You want to get all your stuff together. You need a third cup or 75 grams of melted coconut oil. I would highly recommend using coconut oil over olive oil or vegetable oil because it just tastes better. But you can use olive oil or vegetable oil. You need a half a cup of honey, which is 168 grams, or maple syrup, which would weigh 155 grams. Both half cup, not sure why. What I do is quarter cup of honey and a quarter cup of maple syrup, so half and half. Then you need two eggs, one cup or 225 grams of mashed ripe bananas. By ripe, I mean like black. You want them nice and sweet. It's about 2.5 medium bananas or about 2 large bananas. This one you can, a cup, you know, can be a little more, a little less, whatever. It just kind of makes it a little more moist if there's more banana in it. Sorry for people who hate that word, but it's true. Okay, then you need a quarter cup or 56 grams of milk or water. I like to use milk. I just use low-fat milk. You could also use high-fat milk. You can use coconut milk or almond milk or whatever milk you'd like to use. A teaspoon of baking soda, not baking powder, baking soda. A teaspoon of vanilla. A half a teaspoon of salt, a half a teaspoon of ground cinnamon, plus more to kind of put on top of it. And then 220 grams or 1¾ cup of whole wheat flour. Now, you can use white whole wheat flour or regular whole wheat flour. You can also mix in chopped walnuts, pecans, chocolate chips, raisins, dried fruit, fresh banana slices, blah, blah, blah. I sometimes have done chocolate chips. I usually use mini chocolate chips so you get more chocolate spread across the bread, but I kind of like it as is without the chocolate chips. But okay. Oven, 325 Fahrenheit or 165 Celsius. And you need one 9x5-inch loaf pan. So a bread pan, basically. In a large bowl, you beat the oil and honey together with a whisk. Add the eggs, whisk it again. Add the bananas and the milk, whisk it again. Now, if your coconut oil solidifies with the cold ingredients, just let it rest in a warm place for a few minutes, like on top of your stove, or warm it for about 10 seconds in the microwave. Do not do this if you're mixing it in a metal bowl. You can also do the whole double boiler thing and like put some hot water in a different bowl and set the bowl in it, warm it up a bit. I find that if you have your milk at room temperature or you warm up the milk, then it doesn't solidify. Okay. Add the baking soda, vanilla, salt, and cinnamon, and you whisk it all up. Now, you want to grab a big spoon, switch to that instead, and you add the flour. A little bit at a time, kind of stir it up till it's combined. Some lumps are okay, and then if you're going to mix in anything else extra, you want to add that now. And gently fold it in, don't beat it in. Okay, so the greased loaf pan is there. You pour your batter into that and sprinkle lightly with cinnamon. If you want to be pretty and have a swirled effect, I really don't care, but you run a tip of a knife across the batter in like a zigzag pattern. I just put cinnamon on top. And you bake it for 55 to 60 minutes or until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean. So usually if there's no mix-ins, it's done at about 55 minutes. If you have mix-ins, it's closer to 60. So let the bread cool in the pan for at least 10 minutes. And then you might need to run a butter knife around the edges and you transfer it to a wire rack to cool completely before slicing. I like it with butter. I like it plain. It's just an all-around really yummy bread. And it's not too bad for you. It's got, with coconut oil, it's got good fats. And the sugar is only coming from natural sources and it's whole wheat flour. So, but it tastes like you're getting real banana bread. Because it is real banana bread. So hopefully you make this and enjoy banana bread. And I thank you for listening. Have a great day, guys. Bye.